kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At sa putong ito, as promised po, ay pag-uusapan po natin ang vlogging naman. Kasi nga po, sa panahong ito, parang lahat po na kakilala natin ay mga vloggers. At mas maraming Pinoy na din nga po ang into vlogging, no? Mga Pinoy dito sa Australia, ang pinasok na rin po ang vlogging. At to talk about this, kasama natin isang vlogger at ang founder ng Filipino Vloggers of Australia. Kasama po natin mula sa linya ng telepono, Jojo Serenia. Magandang araw, Jojo!
Magandang umaga po at magandang Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Ayan, Joe, yeah. Kumusta ka?
Mabuti naman. Yeah, the weather is not that good, so I think it's best to be just indoor, di ba?
Yes, correct, correct. Joe, thank you so much for your time. I know na wala ka pong plans this Sunday, but thank you so much na naisingit mo ang SBS Filipino.
Of course, yeah. Salamat kasi inibitahan niyo akong mag-guest. So I'm so excited.
Yes, pag-uusapan natin ngayon, vlogging. Bago ang lahat, Jo, can you give us a little background about yourself muna? Tagasan ka? Ano yung kwento? Bakit ka napunta dito sa Australia? A little something about yourself para mas makilala ka namin.
Okay, I came to Australia. Dito ako that was, I think, 10 to 15 years ago. And then, dito nag-aral ako, nagtrabaho. And then, parang na-board, so you know how Filipinos na yung ano talaga natin yung pinaka-ultimate goal natin is pumunta ng Amerika. So I moved to the USA. So I've lived in the USA for 15 years and then I became a citizen there. And then, of course, I was still longing for Australia. So yun talaga, ako originally I'm from, actually I was born in Davao, pero yung family ko is from Cagayan de Oro City.
Mm-mm.
And then, nung lumipat ako ng Amerika, namimiss ko yung Australia. At nung nagtatrabaho ako doon, like, kasi sa Amerika talagang stressful when you work there. Like, at saka namimiss ko yung bakasyon ko na mas marami. Kasi sa Amerika, 10 days lang yung bakasyon doon.
Ah.
At saka, madami akong namimiss. So, I decided to, how did I move back to Australia is that through the Philippines. So, bumalik ko ng Philippines, I worked there for a company for 2 years as an expat. And then that was the time that I decided to move back to Australia. At saka yun, nandito na ako sa Australia. I came here like mga siguro less than 2 years ago pa lang. So and then I'm actually happier here. I found a good job. Life here is not that stressful compared to the US. So ayun, so I've been wanting to do vlogging. Talagang gusto ko na mag-vlog, but my biggest challenge was to edit videos. Mahirap talaga mag-edit ng videos.
Mm-hmm.
So, now that I'm working with as a digital marketing manager for a non-profit organization, that's when talagang nagka-interest ako ng hey, I really wanna do vlogging because with vlogging it can do a lot of things to yourself. Like you can be more confident in speaking in front of the camera, ganon. Tapos it will improve how you talk. It will improve, it will stimulate your brain to come up with a lot of ideas.
Yes.
So I know we Filipinos talaga is we love to share our stories. Diba? Mm-hmm. Every Filipino has a different story. So everybody actually can be a vlogger. So.
Mm-hmm.
So ayun ang nangyari, nang nandito na ako sa Australia, my plan really is to vlog about the differences between the USA and Australia kasi I've lived more than of my life in the US. So I have a lot of stories to tell and then that's what I'm actually preparing for now na yung mga materials go for that kind of vlog.
Wow. Oo. So you're from Davao, Cagayan. Originally Bisaya ka.
Bisaya. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm Bisaya. Good.
Oo. So anong taon ka lumipat sa Australia with your family?
It was 1994.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
So most likely time. Half of your life ana spend mo dito sa Australia.
Actually more on America kasi 1994 umalis ako ng Australia 2004.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then I moved to the US. I've lived in New York, in Hawaii, and also in San Francisco was my last one. I also, actually, before moving to the U.S., I also lived in Canada for 6 months.
So you're very well traveled. So talagang ano, kahit saan ka umabot.
Yes. And that's why I have a lot of stories to tell kasi nakikita ko yung how Filipinos live in different in this different like countries na Canada, Australia at saka USA. So I think Filipinos are really lucky to live in Australia for me. That's just my very own opinion.
Oh, when you say lucky, anong ibig sabihin nito? Mas ano ba? Mas laid back ba yung lifestyle natin dito sa Australia?
Yes, laid back. And what do you want in life is really stress-free, di ba? Pero naman talagang gusto natin, we want to be happy and stress-free. Living in the USA is kind of stressful talaga. And in Australia, compared to Australia na, even if pag mawalan ka ng work, you're not so worried about it kasi it's meron kang libreng medical, ganon.
Mm-mm.
Sa Amerika kasi walang ganon.
Oh.
So, talagang medyo, anong tawag, I think we need another time to really talk about this, no?
The America difference, yes.
Versus America, and, as a Filipino, living in America and living in Australia. So, ganon. We're lucky. One is we're closer to the Philippines. So, kung maano tayo, maho-homesick tayo, we can
malapit
fly easily.
Lang. Diba? Oh.
Yeah, with the airfare is not cheap na talaga ngayon because of Cebu Pacific. So, that's actually, we're lucky to live in Australia. This place, like, look at how we do in during this pandemic.
Mm-mm.
You know, there are so many things that we should be lucky, you know, to be here in Australia.
Oo, pero medyo sa panahon ngayon, medyo pahirapan muna ang pag-uwi sa Pilipinas. So dito muna tayo mag-explore sa Australia, no?
Exactly.
Joe, pag-usapan natin itong iyong vlog, no? Sinabi mo nga nagustuhan mo ang vlogging kasi parang it helps you to become confident in front of the camera and of course, explore. Oo, so nung binuksan mo yung YouTube channel na Shoestring Traveler, ano yung at the top of your mind that time?
The top of my mind talaga is because I love traveling. I've been to more than 68 countries na.
Mm.
And then I'm also a member of the Philippine Global Explorers. It's a group of Filipinos all over the world who have traveled more than 20 countries. Yeah.
Mm.
So, ako is talagang, I wanna share my story. I wanna, kasi itong pag nagta-travel tayo, ang Filipino talaga natatakot mag-travel kung minsan dahil sa gastos, di ba? Like,
yes.
Oh my God, it's very expensive. But there's always a way on how to travel in a budget. So that's why Shoestring, meaning on a budget. Yeah, Shoestring, travel on a budget, something like that. So I want to share my story. I want to share on how to, kaso lang, hindi ko pa, nung kasi nag-start ako mag-travel, I wasn't vlogging yet.
Mm,
so now, I have so many plans to travel and then share my stories and then really, you know, like share how that we all Filipinos can travel on a budget. You don't have to have a lot of money.
Oo, so, yun yung misconception kasi feeling natin kapag ay pupunta ako ng, say, Europe na ako, kailangan ko ng mas maraming pera, kailangan ko mag-ipon, kayod-kayod kasi nga parang mahal, di ba? Mahal yung ano doon, cost
correct
of living.
Yeah.
Oo, pero wow, so mabibigyan mo kami ng tips paano mag-travel on a budget. That's really good. So 68...
It's like, for example, what? The tools that you're gonna be using, mga apps, mga how to because one of the biggest talaga yung expense sa pagta-travel is yung accommodation. So how to, you know, like find
get a cheaper accommodation.
It won't break your bank, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
So itong bahagi ka ng Philippine Global Explorers.
Yes.
Oh. So ano yung grupo? Tell us about
alam mo Claudette, the group is really good. Like, just imagine, like, you know, like getting putting all this well-traveled Filipinos in a group and sharing our stories, sharing our tips. Every Sunday we have a Zoom meeting and then nag-usap kami about kung paano pumunta this yung mga countries na ano na mahirap puntahan, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Especially traveling with a Filipino passport, mga ganon, mga tips, mga at saka kasi ang Philippine Global Explorers, ang mga members is all over the world, so pag pumunta ka doon, may pupuntahan ka, they will invite you to their home and then they it can be, you know, cheaper to travel with that thing. And then also Madami kaming members sa Philippines, sa America, dito sa Australia, medyo konti pa lang. But hopefully, it's gonna go big, you know.
Yeah. This is good kasi parang may support network ka if you wanna, you know, go experience
it's
and explore the world.
Group. It's a resource. Parang ganun. Parang dun sa Filipino Globa, Filipino Vloggers of Australia, that's why in Australia, that's why I created that group so that it will be a resource group for aspiring Filipino vloggers na, you know, doon sila kukuha ng mga tips at saka magtutulungan, magbabayanihan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, that's really good. So, you also mentioned, Jo, na meron kayong ilalabas na libro. Yung kasamahan mo sa Philippine Global of Global
yes,
Explorers.
Yes, actually, Don is from Melbourne and he is actually, he's writing a book and I think it will be in Amazon soon and it's I think it's titled as the well-traveled Filipinos something like that
So abangan natin yan
yes. At saka imbitahin mo siya
hopefully paglabas ng libro you could actually help me get in touch with him para mapag-usapan natin yung kanyang libro
so
Jo, balikan natin vlogging okay so ano ba yung nagtulak sa iyo na buuhin yung grupo na Filipino vloggers.
Yeah, nagtulak talaga sa akin is that nakikita ko yung kasi in sa YouTube kasi hindi ano like ang ginagawa kasi ng ating mga Pinoy is nagsasub to sub. So hindi yan pwede sa ano eh. That's illegal actually in YouTube. Kasi in YouTube when you start monetize yung channel mo, you need like 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours. So ang ginagawa ng mga Pinoy is na nagsasub to sub and that's illegal in YouTube. At saka ang nangyayari niyan pag nagaganon ka, kuminsan na-shutdown yung channel mo kasi you're doing illegal stuff. So itong group ko is I really want to give Filipinos na mag-feature kami ng YouTube channel every week. And then I'm pleading to the members na to support that channel, mag-like, mag-subscribe instead of sub to sub. So that is the best thing to do
Can you tell me ano yung sub to sub?
Sub to sub is like meron kasing ang daming grupo sa Facebook na sabi niya they have to use a different para hindi malaman ng YouTube na ginagamit nila. Sabi nila yakapan tayo. Yakapan is meaning sub to sub yan. Yakapan tayo. So yakapan meaning I will subscribe to me in your channel to your channel and you will subscribe to my channel as well. Parang ganon. Nadidetect yan ng YouTube eh. Kasi YouTube has the really good ano na nadidetect nila yung mga nagsasub to sub. So it will become a spam kind of thing.
Oo, so para dumami yung iyong mga subscribers, magsasub to sub sila.
Yeah, para okay. Dumami yung mga subscribers, ganun, yeah.
Oo, so through Filipino Vloggers of Australia Group, maaari mong i-empower yung mga vloggers natin dito sa Australia kung paano sila makakuha ng mas maraming subscribers.
Correct, like sa akin, yung story ko is medyo maganda kasi I only started a month ago and then now I was able to get my 1,000 subscribers. So that's why I'm sharing that journey kung paano ko nakuha, paano ginawa, parang ganun kasi I'm also working as a digital marketing manager. So marami akong ma-impart sa mga Pinoys na ano. At saka sa ibang members din, yung ibang members magsi-share ng kanilang story.
That's good. Pero ito nga yung golden question, may kita nga ba sa vlogging?
Yes, makita actually. When you actually, especially the top vloggers even in the world are in the Philippines. And the good thing about vlogging is that kumikita ka talaga when you have a lot of views, you know. And when you have, it's just patience talaga. But before thinking of the money that na papasok, you have to think of, is it really your passion ba talaga? So, put your passion in it talaga para gumawa kasi the most important thing talaga the golden rule in doing in your YouTube channel is really to create really quality content talaga. Yeah.
So talagang nagma-matter din yung quality, yung content mo o kung ano man yung nilalabas mo.
Yeah.
Oo.
Very.
Oo.
So, the best thing about us Filipinos, malaki yung captive market natin. Kasi yung mga Pinoy talaga, grabe talaga manood ng YouTube. Maski mahina yung internet natin sa Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, captive market. Pag Pinoy talaga, sinusuportahan nila, nanonood sila, parang yung ganun.
Oh,
yeah.
Bakit kaya ganun yung ating kultura? Gusto lang na, part ba siya na talagang supportive tayo sa mga Pinoy or talagang, ito din yung way natin bilang pampalipas oras manood
Correct.
Ng mga vlogs.
Mahilig tayong makirelate ng ating buhay sa ibang buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ganun talaga tayong Pinoy. Tayong Pinoy is, gusto nating, I don't know, you just wanna see other people's lives or para
curious tayo sa buhay nila.
Yes, curious. Yeah, yung curiosity natin sa ibang buhay ng tao, di ba? Tayo may mga joke nga na yung mga chismosa gano'n, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a joke. Pero tututa na tayo na curious tayo mga Pinoy sa ibang buhay. Kasi gusto natin ma-relate yung buhay natin sa kanila. That's why when you vlog, especially in the Philippines, if you're real, like yung parang totoo ang pinapakita mo, mas susuportahan ka ng Pinoy kasi nakaka-relate sila ng buhay mo. Parang ganun.
Oo. Napansin ko nga, Joe, kasi usually yung mga effortless na vlog na parang they just show yung, kunyari, relationship nila, family life nila, or yung what they do in a day, mas pinapanood or mas madaming subscribers.
Correct. Yeah. Totoo talaga yan. Like, the top vloggers in the Philippines, wala. Yung buhay lang nila, yung day-to-day life, hindi nga sila pa naliligo, naharap na sila sa camera, pero gusto ng mga tao yun. Like, kasi natural at saka nakaka-relate talaga sila sa buhay. At saka, you know, Claudette, the best thing about vlogging is that YouTube is the second most popular search engine in the world next to Google. So, talagang pinaka-isang place talaga. Lahat ng anything that you need, anything that you want, a question, YouTube. Talagang you can search it.
As I was saying kanina, medyo nakaka-intimidate nga, no? Kasi yung iba din parang natatakot gumawa ng kanilang YouTube channel kasi feeling nila, nako, baka wala namang mag-subscribe sa akin. Ano yung mga payo mo? Paano ba tayo makakuha ng mas maraming subscribers?
Natatakot sila. My God, your friends alone on Facebook, your family, yung ganon, yung network mo, that they can become your subscribers. Pero talaga pag intimidating talaga at first, talagang especially yung pag-edit ng videos, that's one of the things na talagang that will parang it's a challenge, you know, but in YouTube kasi ang daming tutorials dyan. So it's a great resource for everything that you want to know about how to vlog, how to start a vlog, parang ganun. So ang isipin mo lang na para talaga maka-start ka ng pag-vlog is really to think about your life alone. You can come up with a lot of like your day-to-day mo, a day in your life. You can come up with stories. For example, especially yung mga Pinoy na nandito sa Australia na mga estudyante, for example, they have a lot of stories to tell kasi a lot of Filipinos back home, they want to come to Australia. So that, when you come up with a content which can help other Filipinos, that's a big plus. That will actually drive people to subscribe to your channel.
Yes, that's a good idea. Kasi kunwari international students sila, pwede nilang ikwento yung buhay nila. Kasi marami ding mga aspiring international students sa Pilipinas ang nais pumunta sa Australia. So, pag napakita nila yung buhay nila dito, ay may idea na sila yung mga nasa Pinas.
Correct. Yeah, yun lang yun. For example, yung journey nila, how did they apply, you know, how did they start applying as a student in Australia. Mm-hmm. And then yung day-to-day life nila, gustong malaman yan ng mga Pinoy. My God, there's so many Filipinos who want to come to Australia to study. And to live here, like, ano, kasi ang ganda ng buhay dito. Honestly, that's why I'm also, kasi vlogging is not only for you to, like, to show your face or to do, you know, it's actually a way of helping other Filipinos.
Mm-mm. Yes,
it's
correct.
It's really a way of helping other Filipinos.
Pwede mo yung gamiting platform na makatulong din sa iyong mga kababayan. Oo. So, iba pang tips. So, kailangan mo alam yung niche mo, no? Kailangan alam mo yung anong content ang nais mo ilabas.
You have to find your niche. That's really important. Like, you have to find, for example, if you're an international student, ang niche mo niyan is like mga students na gustong pumunta dito sa Australia. So, kagawa ka ng mga vlogs mo na about that. Kasi you have to be really consistent, you know. Some people will try, like make it a trial and error, so they'll do this, you know, come up with funny videos, kung ano ang magiging mahanap nila na niche. Ganun ang ginagawa ng iba. Pero if you're an international student, for example, there, meron ka na agad na idea kung anong niche magagawa mo na matatarget mo, kasi you know you can help other Filipino students na who wants to study in Australia. So yun na ano mo. Tapos ang sunod niyan is of course you have to learn how to edit videos. Importante talaga yan. Basic
editing.
Basic, yeah. Saka may mga libreng mga apps dyan na pwede mong gamitin, like KineMaster or like Filmora, which are free. You know, ganon. At saka, you have to set up, for example. That's why this group are the Filipino vloggers in Australia. We do like tutorials and give tips on how to set up your first channel. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. At syempre kailangan mo din mag-invest sa mga equipment like a better phone or something, a smartphone na may magandang video quality.
Correct. Yeah. So, if you cannot afford, because if you don't want to spend a lot of money at the start, invest on a really good phone, like a really good smartphone, because a good smartphone can actually do a lot of things. For example, your video editing, you can do it there. Of course, your filming and stuff like that, you can do it there. So, ganun lang. Importante talaga na you have to invest in a good smartphone if you cannot afford to buy those maraming. Kasi with lighting, you can vlog outside and then you can have the natural light. So, yeah. So, kasi pag as a vlogger talaga, marami kang talagang bibilhin. For example, yung lights mo, yung mga, of course, yung mga camera mo na gusto mo talagang maganda yung may mga 4K, may mga 5K, may mga ganun. But having a good smartphone, that will start you to create your channel.
Mm-mm. Correct. Oo, yung iba nga, may mga drone pa sila, no? Meron pa silang mga, talagang parang studio, mga ring light, parang ganun yung, mga equipment nila.
But ring light is so cheap, like you can buy them from eBay. Parang mura yun. All you need, for a start, a ring light and then your smartphone and then that's it. You can start.
Itong Filipino vloggers of Australia ay kaka-put up mo lang, no? Kaka-found mo lang, Jojo, in the hopes na syempre suportahan yung mga incoming or aspiring vloggers natin dito sa Australia. Kumusta naman yung ating grupo ngayon? Marami na bang miyembro?
Oh yeah, and honestly I was so amazed kasi overwhelmed ako sa yung response ng mga Pinoy and then what they actually the message when they said they were actually thanking me and na I came up with this group kasi sabi nila this will help us, especially ganito we just started like vlogging and then ginawa ko rin to na start pa ako so that I can share my story like lahat ng yung milestones ko in doing this, masishare ko kaagad. At saka, at makakatulong sa kanila na talagang ano. So, right now, we have almost for a few days lang kami nag-start, we have almost 300, hindi ko pa nga talagang maayos. We have almost 300 members na. At saka, they're so excited about it kasi we will have our first event next week on how to set up your properly your YouTube channel. So yan ang mga pangyayaring,
yun yung aabangan natin next week, no? And it's good to know na umaabot na sa 300 Filipinos ang gustong maging vlogger dito. So ganun talaga ka hit ngayon ang vlogging. At Joel, finally imbitahan mo yung mga nais pa, no, na mag pumasok dito sa inyong grupo sa Filipino Vloggers of Australia. Imbitahan mo sila na makipag-connect sa iyo.
Yes, guys, i-search niyo lang sa Facebook ang Filipino vloggers in Australia, and then mag-join kayo. Maske hindi pa kayo nag YouTube, but you're thinking of coming up a channel. So join lang kayo or makikiano kayo kung anong paano gawin yung mga you know, yung mga videos or ganun, magkukuha lang ng mga tips. Hindi lang ito para sa mga talagang vloggers na vloggers, but yung aspiring vloggers at yung iba na gustong matutong mag-upload ng videos sa YouTube para i-share sa family and friends nila. So, i-search nyo lang sa Facebook ang Filipino Vloggers in Australia and then join. It's a public Facebook page. So, lahat kayo... Welcome.
Yeah. Ayan. Okay. Thank you very much, Jojo Serinia, isang vlogger at founder ng Filipino Vloggers in Australia. At mahalam niyo din siya sa YouTube, Shoestring Traveler.
Yes, Shoestring Traveler. Yes, please. And my Instagram, Shoestring Traveler.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.